if it be your will, Lord, remove this bitter cup. It's all up to you, Lord. Your will be done, not mine. Although difficult, this cross I bear, my will be we'll be right back. tell God that not my will, Lord. You can't do it your way. Not mine. It's God's way or no way at all. Not mine. No, 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 no. Not mine. No, 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 no.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. What a powerful song to wake up to. What a powerful song that the Holy Spirit chose to place in our spirit prior to going on this morning. Let God's will be done, not your will. That is such a powerful thing. We say good morning to each and every person again. We thank you for coming on with us all over this land. We thank you for making God your number one priority. We thank you for continuing to come and eat at the table with us and just allow God to feed you continuously and to give you that living water that will have you where you are never thirst again. I'm just grateful. We are grateful as one big family that we can collectively come together in one accord in the presence of the Lord. So anything that you have that's going on or just have your mind all over the place, just sit back and relax and just ask God to settle you on this morning, to put you in a place where you are just at rest, at peace, where you can hear the words that he has chosen for you on today. And just know that he loves each and every last one of us unconditionally. And this is where you're at right now, where he wants you to be. So don't get into a frantic or a frenzy and feel like, oh, okay, well, you know, I'm just doing too much or you know, I keep doing this, I keep doing that. When you repeatedly are doing something and you can see where manifestation is taking place, then you know that God has his hand in it. When you're repeatedly doing it and you're not getting anything out of it, it's just a bad habit that you have not chosen or made a conscious decision yet that this is where I want to be, this is where I choose to be, and this is what's good for me. Because one thing that we cannot take for granted, and that's God. And God is going to just continuously, as long as you have open arms, as long as you're in a place that you're ready to receive, He's going to continue to pour into you. Because one thing we do know, that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. One thing we know is that he will continuously feed us if we want to be fed. He will continuously provide for us if we want the provision. He will continually make a way for us if we are here and allow him to do so. And why is that, South Africa? Why is that, Fiji? Why is that all over Europe? Why is that, Jamaica? Why is that, New York? Because he is a wonderful God. He is marvelous. He is miraculous. He is our way maker. And he just continuously just pour love into us. And we want you all to know, the same love that he's given to us, we're giving back to you. And we just thank God that he has chosen us to continuously do his will, not my will. We're continuously doing God's will. What a word. What a word. Doing God's will. Minister Shakita, good morning, and come on and bring us in prayer.
Good morning, Evangelist. And good morning. Thanks for tuning in once again, for sitting down with us with our executive meeting with the Lord. And Lord, we thank you once again for giving us your presence this morning, your ever-loving presence, oh God. Lord Jesus Christ, oh Lord, thank you. May nothing separate from you, separate me from you today, oh God. Teach me how to choose only your way, oh God. So today, God, each step, lead me close to you, oh God. Help me walk by your word, oh God, and not by my feelings, oh God. Help me to keep my heart pure and undivided, oh God. Help me protect me from my careless ways and my own thoughts, God, and my own actions, God, and my own ways, oh God. Keep me from being distracted by my wants, God, my desires, and my thoughts, oh God. Oh, how things should be, oh God. Help me to embrace what comes my way, God, as an opportunity, oh God, rather than a personal inconvenience, oh God. And finally, God, help me to rest in the truth of, oh God, how great your love is for me, oh God. You already see the ways that I fall short, God, and that I may mess up, oh God, but right now I constantly tuck your whispers of absolute love into my heart, oh God. Then I recognize, God, that you are the light, the truth, and the way, oh God. I recognize your love for me is not based on my performance, oh God, but your love, God, once and all, God, you love me, oh God. That's amazing, oh God. What an amazing love, oh God, that you have for me, oh God, and this us in this world, oh God. You are the truth, say, oh God. What, oh God, your world, oh God, desires a few minutes, oh God. With a desire for you, you desire a few minutes for us every morning, oh God. This morning, God, and every morning, God, we shall give you a few minutes of us in our time, oh God, just to give to you, oh God, for the thankful things that we give you, oh God, not just the physical material things, oh God, but all blessings, God, may we recognize them and see them, God, that you are giving us spiritual blessings, oh God, that you are giving us financial blessings, oh God, that are not obtainable financially in our hand physically, oh God. You are giving us spiritual, God. You are giving us family connections. You are giving us divine connections, oh God. You are lifting us up in ways that we have no thought power process to process what you're doing, oh God. We thank you for this, oh God. We thank you for all things that, God, you are pouring into us, oh God. That we know that, God, that is of you, oh God, and it's of the righteousness, oh God. May we not fall short of the things that you do for us, oh God. May we continue to walk in the light of you, oh God, in your righteousness, oh God. And may we should do the things unto you, oh God, for the people, oh God, for the education, oh God. We know this, oh God. We know this now, God. I know this, oh now, God. That is my calling, God. And we shall walk into it, God, like no day other before. We love you, oh God. This day forward, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Saints of God, I want to just sit and say to you one this morning. Something else was prepared, but when that song came on, it's just sticking in my spirit. Not your will, not my will, but thy will. Let's go into that this morning. Let's go into let not my will, but God's will. That's what Jesus was talking to. That's what Jesus was talking to when he was asking God to take the bitter cup away from him, meaning the crucifixion that he was getting ready to go through. Knowing exactly what he was going to get ready to go through, he had a little moment in the garden. And, oh, my Jesus, hallelujah. He had a moment. Jesus, help me through this. because I can't even think about what he was going through at that time. But when you genuinely, when Jesus, when you, when I make a conscious decision that we are going to serve the Lord, when we're going to serve him with every fiber, everything that we have in our body, then we know that we're going to go through some things because we have adversity in our life. We have diabolical spirits that's going to come up against us every single day of our lives. But see, what I love about Jesus was his personal, this scripture is just so intimate to me. It's so intimate to me. And it's found in Matthew, it's found in Luke. Let me just read the scripture to you first so I don't get off course, because the song just really just messed me up this morning. But I'm learning to move in God's way and not Nita's way. That's why I guess it's so powerful, because the song was saying, not my will, but let God will. In Matthew 26:42, it says, again for the second time, he went away and prayed, my Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done. And I say that on this morning. And I pray that every single person that has made a conscious decision to serve the Lord, that they feel that way too. We get ready to go into a newness. We all need to be in a place where we come to where we're dedicated, we're loyal, we're faithful, and we're committed to our cause. We're committed to our purpose. We're committed to whatever it is that God has for us. We cannot sit and simply say yes, answer the vow, or answer the calling, or answer, and then just put it to the side. Or when we get into the fire, or we get into a place where we're drowning, we just walk away. See, Jesus didn't have that option. Jesus loved us so much, knowing what he had to go through. He continued on with the plan that God has had for us, that he had for us. He continued. He didn't get into the place and sit and say, okay, I know I'm getting my hands getting ready to get pierced, my feet getting ready to be pierced, but I'm going to give up. And this is where you and I need to learn how to be committed. You're not going to go through the agony and the heartache that Jesus went through. That's why Jesus went through it. That's why the word say God gave his only begotten son. Jesus already has went through all of that pain, all of that agony, all of everything that he needed to go through so you and I can have eternal life. And so we are going to have some bitter cups in our lives, because when you choose God over life itself, when you choose God to be your every breath, when you choose God to be the light of your life, when you choose God to be your waymaker, your provider, everything, when God becomes your everything, of course, you have forces that's going to be angry. You have forces that want that same attention that you are giving God. Because, see, we unknowingly, in our oldness, because old things have passed and new have came, new is coming into existence. You're walking into your newness, as we spoke on yesterday. Satan and his diabolical imps are going to be angry. Going to be angry. All type of attacks going to come up against you. All type of situations. Just because we're going into 2021 does not mean your persecution is going to stop. It does not mean that the assassination of your character is going to stop. It does not mean that people are not going to lie on you. It does not mean that you're going to have a day of no trials and tribulations. The only difference is when you allow God to come in and you tell him to let thy will be done and not your will be done, you are now entering into his protection. You are now entering into that center mass, that center that I always, and let me expound on that. The reason I call it center mass is because some years ago, the apostle, we used to have teachings, and he would do illustrations. And in the illustration, it was a big circle, and it had different things, deceit, lies, all type of different things outside. And it was a level that you had to go through in order to get to center mass. I call it center mass. In order to get into the center. And the center of that circle was God's will. The center of that circle was God's will. And in that illustration, it showed the different entities that was outside of the will. And it illustrated that you may be going into the will, but something may pull you out of the will. You know, you may be that off and go another level. It was levels to it. And then something else. Well, when Jesus got to this point, he had already got to the point, even though it was hurtful, even though he was fearful, he had got to the point that I'm going to continue to push on because I realized that there's something far greater that's depending on my sacrifice. And that's what you need to ask yourself today. Is there something far greater? What is it that's far greater that's depending on my sacrifice? My sacrifice to what, evangelist? My sacrifice to getting up in the morning and coming to the executive table. My sacrifice to studying the word, meditating on the word day in and day out. My sacrifice giving God praise and worship. My sacrifice of just being obedient to his will. My sacrifice renewing my mind, asking God to create in me a clean heart. See, with Jesus, Jesus had to have a renewing of the mind because he knew exactly what was going to take place before it took place. He already knew the plan. God, you know the plan because in Jeremiah 29:11, God tells you. He has a plan for us, a plan for great things. So it comes to the point where you make a conscious decision of, do I want to be in that inner circle that God is helping me to get through? Yeah, he's helping you because that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. He's helping you because he's giving you the tools. You have the Bible. You have this broadcast. 5 days a week. You have the night services. You have a broadcast that's on every Sunday, no matter what. It's going to happen. If the line, if the internet is down, it's another source that's going to take place. See, God is not leaving us out of the situation. He wants us. He's pulling us nearer to him. You got to be able to draw to him as he pulls you. You have to be in a willing position. I'm going to use a puppet. When you look at a puppet, the owner of that puppet, or the one on the string, I'm not talking about one with the hand, the one on the string, that owner controls what that puppet does. That owner shows us where I can make it bow, I can make it sit, I can make it dance, I can make it do anything that I choose for it to do. Well, that's how it is when we get into God's will. God is the head of our life. God is the one that controls everything with us. Even when we get into a state sometimes that we choose to turn our back on him, even he's still right there. Even when we do not sit and think about what took place on Calvary, he's still right there. Because it is God's will for us to be in his will. This is why you were created. Let's look at it that way. This is why you were created, to be in the will of God, to receive the blessings and the promises that he has for you to be prosperous, for you to be in a place where you are successful. And not only that, so you could be victorious in all things, in everything. I'm not just talking about victorious in a battle. I'm talking about victorious on your job, victorious on if you even have an arts and crafts, victorious in whatever you set your mind to, because that's how much he loves us. Minister Shaquita, come on, baby, and dialogue, and just let's have a little dialogue about this. Just let's talk about this a little bit. You expound on it just a little bit.
Yes, I can, Evangelist. See, we sometimes have to, let me go to the Bible on this. So before Jesus went to the cross, he prayed to the Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yet yours be done. But by praying this, we know that he was asking him to take this cup. Jesus asked not to go up on that cross, but he submitted to the Father out of love. See, this is what we need to take heed of and know that sometimes we're not going to understand the ways of God and the things that we have to come into and walk into until we walk into the maturity of what we're supposed to be in life. And we rush ourselves into places that are premature, that may be a hindrance of us, instead of us taking our time and reading the word and getting to the word and surrendering ourselves and our desires to God. See, we have to surrender our desires to God. It isn't easy, and his wisdom can be difficult to understand and challenging in times, in challenging moments. But we still have to understand that Jesus understands every struggle, even when for our sake, when Jesus' sake, in that time we asked the Lord to take the cup, he did not answer his request, but he showed us how to trust God in every need. So you have to have a stillness in yourself and in your heart that you want to go all in for God. And you have to tell him, I want to be all in for you, Father. I trust in you. Your unfailing love I give myself to you, oh God, as your servant, oh God. And you walk into it, and you walk into it boldly. Yes, you have to get away from some of the fleshly things that you were attached to, that you were probably made you comfortable. But if you understand and look into the big picture, your comfortability push has put you into poverty. Some of the things that you were doing, that you leaned to, it took you away. It really truly took you away from God. And how can I speak upon this? Because I lived that life before. And I had to turn myself away from things that were making me comfortable. I had gotten comfortable. You can't get comfortable. So don't lean to things like substances and people and different things that are just really not of God, that one day I hope that the Spirit let me open up and talk to you about. So you keep pressing, and you just ask God to, God, keep lifting me up. So, yeah, you're going to fall short sometimes, but you just keep pushing, you keep pushing, you keep pushing, because God will, and his love is true, and his love and his will is the only true love, and you got to grasp this. And it's not no time right now, and these times is the best time right now to grasp it, because we don't know the day, the time, nor the hour, but we know God is true. I know God is true, and I pray to God, and I hope that I can be a witness to this, because I know that the Lord knew that, knowing that his mission on this earth was to redeem all of us who believe in his sacrifice of death. The only lesson is, even when facing terrible suffering, we know that God can deliver us. We must also trust in him. If we choose not to, only by holding our Father's hand in the valley can we endure to see the light and do the things that we're going through ahead. So when troubling circumstances are facing you today, can I ask you, how can you go to God? How can you depend on God? How can you depend on God no matter what his will brings to you? You have to depend on him. Who else do you have to depend on? You have family members and friends there for you. Yeah, they love you. But God has that total 100% love for you. He understands you inside and out, outside and in. Do you know what that means? He knows the hair that's on your big toe to the hair that's on the top of your head that flicks up when you get angry. God knows you. So you have to
Go to the person that knows you like he's your father, like you bring to your mother. Sometimes your mother don't understand the things that you may be going through, but your father do. Your spiritual father, you got to lean to God. God is the way. I would have fallen short. I would have been succumbed to suicidal thoughts if I did not lean to God. I had to put up past my ways, and it was some of the things that I was doing that were causing this poverty in my life. I was being prosperous in poverty because I wasn't not leaning to God. I was not putting my true will and my true trust into God when I stepped away from him. And I promise you, it wasn't no days and nights and no weeks. It was literally overnight. I told God, I want you. I can't take it no more. I want you, and I put my all into you. And literally overnight, my mindset changed. My heart changed. My will changed for the things that I want. My desire changed in this world. I just wanted God. Even when things get hard for me, it's not. I'm not perfect. No one's perfect. No one on this line we portray to be perfect. But we get up every day and we pray to God. We love God. And we try to show y'all we love God. He is the way. That's all I can say, sister. And I pass it back to you.
Amen. Amen. And the true way to God is obedience, being obedient, just laying everything at the table, just knowing, like she said, had to identify self. All of us have to identify self and then get into a place of obedience. And we know that some of us, there were just so many things. It comes with the renewing of the mind. The mind is what takes you to that place where you can have acts of obedience, where you can do that, say, let your will be done and not my will. Because we know there are so many other forces that keeps us out of that place. It's conditioning the mind. It's being to a place where you are disciplined. You become disciplined. You become, and how do you become disciplined? You let the old things, the lying, the deceit, the deception, manipulation, betrayal, sabotage, envy, all of those familiar things that we have known for so much in our life that we just on a day-to-day do because it becomes familiar. It becomes a part of us that it's just so easy to do. But when you're in a place where you're ready to tell God, let thy will be done, and not mine, all those things have to scale off of you. All of those things, and that comes from renewing your mind, conditioning your mind, that I no longer want to be this person. I no longer want to do that person, do this. I no longer want to sit around and gossip. I no longer want to do all of these different things. I'm in a place where I now want to give God all of me. I want to be fully committed to God, to his will, to his ways. People not going to like it. So you have people that will constantly, purposely come and try to draw you near. That's why even before that, she said something profound about the scriptures. God, Jesus told them to pray and watch. And this is where we collectively come together. When we see a sister or a brother in a place where they're struggling to let God's will be done in their life, that's where that intercession, that praying and watching come to. That instead of us getting on the phone and gossiping and having them talk about the old things, start letting them talk about the new things. Start witnessing to them, telling them about the greatness of God and the things that he can do and how their life can be so better. Not only just start witnessing to them, be a living example for them. Start letting your ways show somebody else. This is who I used to be, but this is where I'm at now. Why? Because every day I ask God to take things away from me so I can stay in his will. Every day when I fall short of his glory, I immediately, once it quickens me, I ask, Father, forgive me. Please forgive me, Lord, because, see, I am that person that don't want to go backwards. I'm that person that has a plan that I want something far greater for me and my family, friends, even people that may have eventually done some things to me. I could be a blessing to them if that's what God sits and say. I want to live on earth as it will be in heaven. I want that. I want my success to come now. I want it to come now. I've waited. I've played. I've done too much now. I've done too much. But see, one thing about the Bible, one thing the Bible lets me know is time is nothing. Age is nothing to God. Because look at Sarah and Abraham. Look at them, and God still blessed them. So I'm not concerned. I'm not saying it because of my age. I'm saying it because I want to live comfortably. And sometimes a little overcomfortable. Let me take that back, because I want to live a grand life. I want to live. I want everything that God has for me. So in order for me to do that, I must remain in his will. I must continue all the days of my life to serve him. I must, and it's a battle. It's a battle. Things will come. It is so hard to subject yourself to flesh, but this is why you have to do these things. This is a lifestyle. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. I thank God for my teachings. For people that's going into 2021, start now. If you on the line, start writing things down when you're being taught, because one thing about God, God will come back and bring something back to you. That lifestyle that just came back, the Holy Spirit quickened me. We were in the same training, and we had to get up. The ministers had to get up while our apostle asked questions. And one of the questions he asked me, and I was so sure that I knew the answer ahead, and Googled my answer and everything. And it just came back. And the question was, what is an evangelist? What is an evangelist? I can't remember what I said at that time. But the answer was, and I may not even be asking the right question, but lifestyle was the answer. It was Apostle was letting me know that is your lifestyle. When you become an evangelist, your lifestyle is to to preach, to go out and witness, to do whatever. It becomes a lifestyle. So when you accept the call, or when you are just in your everyday living, your lifestyle should be unto God. Thank you, Holy Amen. Spirit. Your lifestyle should be unto God. And this is where that's what we need to be. But more so right now, I feel like I'm in alignment with God. So it is my duty to make sure it's not about me. It's about everybody else. Because God wants us to be fishermen of men. And he wants you all over this land to be in the same place. We can't sit and get stuck on self. We need to get self together, so we can go out and do for everybody else. Minister Tachita, did you have something else you wanted to say?
A few extra words, sister. Yes, we have to. Yes, it's not about us anymore. It's about you now. It's about, we don't accept the calling. We want you to know that in your time, in your due time, it's due for you now to come in. You won't be listening to this. You won't be hearing these words. My sister won't be saying this. I won't be here. You won't be here. God's timing is right now for you to accept this. So get out of self. It might be a little hard. We know it. We don't been through it. But try Jesus. Try Jesus. Don't try me. Try Jesus. Because he's the way. He's the only way. He loves you more than you can even know or you can even fathom. He never turned from you. Please believe that. He knows you. Just love him. Own him a little bit. Just try. Just try. And you will see how much he gonna try on you. That's all, sister. I'll turn it back to you.
And with that renewing of your mind, you need to know that you have to continuously fight through. You have to be prepared. You have to just grab hold to all the promises of God. You have to continue to press through. That's the biggest thing, continuing to press through and not go backwards. Continue to press through. Jesus, when he said that, he had to imagine how hard it was. But he didn't give up. He continued to press through, knowing what was on the other side for him, knowing what was coming before him. He did not give up. He had already placed in his mind, his mind was already made up that I'm going to continue to press through. I'm going to continue to fight. And when you start, when you get into the place where you're showing God that no matter what, I'm going to continue to fight, then God puts you in a place that he start enlarging your territory. He start enlarging things, different things in your life. You may be on one job and he start giving you something else because you're committed to it. You're faithful to it. No matter what you're going through, you're continuously moving on. You're not giving up. Why? Because you've renewed your mind. You conditioned your mind to the point that I am going to be obedient. I am going to continue to move on. I am going to be disciplined into these areas. Father, am I showing you? Is there anything, Lord, that I'm not doing correct, Father? Please show me. Show you. Stop praying more. Stop praising him more. Stop worshiping him. Ask God. We have to start asking God to help you and stop being stagnated. We have to continue. We have to stay before the Lord and not being stagnated, not being all over the place. Today, God, I trust you. Today, God, I'm with you. Today, God, you're my all in all. And then something just comes and knocks you, a person pull out in front of you, and then all of a sudden, instead of the blessings coming out of your mouth, the curses start coming out of your mouth. You cannot do that. You have to stay in a place. A place, that place with God. Think of God, another illustration we had. Think of God, you being in God's secret garden. Think of you being in the midst of the garden. And everything around you is nothing but beauty. It's nothing but a fresh smell. It's nothing but pureness. And just know that you are in the center of that. And we have to also know that we're living for the moment. You have to leave the past alone. The problem is Jesus didn't sit there and think about all the betrayal, everything that Judas had just did to him. He, for a quick second, he might have been quickened about some things, but through it all, he decided to move forward. So I sit and set decree and declare on this day that you will allow your past to be the past, and you will walk into your future. You will walk into your future with a renewed mind. You will walk into your future without being stagnated. You will walk into your future saying, God, lead me the way. You will walk into your future knowing that the Holy Spirit is your lead and your guide. You will walk into your future leaving old things, the gossip, the backstab and the deceit, the betrayal, all of those familiar spirits, you will leave them in the past. I decree and declare right now that all strongholds are lifted off of you right now in the name of Jesus. Wherever your stronghold, see, you know what your stronghold is. You have to be into a place that you're ready to allow them to go. Stop allowing the mind battles to take over you and get into the will of God. Because, see, it's the mind battles that's keeping you in a stagnated position. It's the mind battles that's keeping you that want to make you want to go backwards instead of continuously to go forward. So you need to make a conscious decision on today before you say it. Don't say something that you don't mean. But if you truly say it and you've made a conscious decision that you want to be in the center mass with God and you want him, his will to be done in your life, not yours, when you want his will, when a situation to rise up and you're ready to do the neck rolling and stuff, you sit and say, no, God, that's not of me anymore. I want you to handle this. I want it to be handled in the way that you want to be handled. One thing I love about my apostle and first lady on a spiritual level and on a natural level, things that come their way, you would never know if they're in a situation or they're in a situation where something is out of their control, because they allow God to just be their source to give them a calmness. I've never seen nothing like it in my life. A situation can come up and I'm like at 100. And by the time I start telling the story, it's like, okay, calm down. And then the answers that's given. And see, that's what makes me strive to do better. That makes me strive to get into that place of peace, that place of rest, that place of God's will. Because that's where he wants us to be, and that's where you and I need to be. And you need to be there before going into this new season, because you may sit and think that it's going to be easy. You may sit and think that things are getting ready to turn over and things are going to go back to what the world calls the norm, but the prophetic word already told us that it's going to be, it's going to be harder. So you want to be in that secret place, that sheltered place, that place where you're in God's will, so you can seek godly counsel, so you can get the answers that you need, where you can be protected, where you can help others. And I'm talking about that in the natural. You want to be in a place where you're prepared. Preparation needs to come. Instead of sitting there, you need to be in a place where I can find more resources. I can find more tools. I can protect myself. I need to stay up on things. I need to make sure I'm self-medicating. I need to be in a place. I need to be in a place where if you're on some type of disability or whatever, you need to be in a place where you have something put up, a storehouse. So your mind in the natural needs to be prepared. Your mind in the spiritual should always be in a place where you're seeking the Holy Spirit to lead you, because that's our power source. So if you have not made a conscious decision to let God's will be done in your life, I urge you on today to pray about it, to pray. If you're in a place of uncertainty, if you're in a place where you don't know, reach out to somebody. Reach out. Say, I'm more than sure another training, another teaching, another something will be put together immediately, because it is our heart's desire for you to reap the benefits that God has for us. For I'm talking about all over the land. It's by internet. It's a way for you to make contact. Do not sleep. Stay awoke. Do not sleep. Do not slumber in this day and time, because everybody that you know need to stay in the will of God. You need to subject your flesh so you can stay in the will of God. The songs say, not my will, Father, but your will. Not me go out there and do what I want to do, Father, but to do what you would have me to do. And God is a God of love, so that should say it all. God wants us to love everybody. God does not want us to harbor unforgiveness, hate, any of that. He wants us to love everybody. So as we leave you on today, just know that the stage was already set for you just by song. And that's how the Holy Spirit works. He puts us in a place, a message. People sit and say, God didn't tell, the song told you today. The song came out this morning to let you know exactly where you need to be, what you shouldn't be doing. It's not your will, but God's will, that you should be submissive. You should be in a place of submissiveness to God so his will can be done. We love you. We thank you again for coming to the table to eat the word, to eat at the table with God, and to drink where you do not thirst anymore. Our table, God's table, is so large that you can continuously invite people to come on and eat as well. Because I know before 2020 out that you all will receive a teaching. I know that God has, not from me, he has a prophetic somewhere in there that will come out Because one thing about it, he teaches he wants his children to know exactly what their plans are. So continue to tune in, continue to pray, be watchful, and make a conscious decision on this day whose will you want to be in. Is it God's will, or do you want to remain in your will? I choose God's will. Minister Chiquita, I just thank you. I love you. I'm so grateful that God has given you and he's continuously working with you where we can break the bread of life together. I send peace, love, and happiness to everyone that's under the sound of my voice, and know that ADM loves you, but God loves you most. Do not be stagnated. Let that word stagnated resonate in your mind today. If you need to even look it up, be in a place of stability and not stagnation. Have a great day. Peace out.
Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, no. Nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody.